Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's funny, yesterday you had asked about MLB All-Star voting. It opened up yesterday at noon.
I got an email about it yesterday. It's like, they listen, right? I mean, everybody listens on all your devices to everything you're talking about. And I did. I got that yesterday as we kind of left here. I'm like, wait a second. All-Star voting opens today. So get on out there and vote for all your Royals, man.
Over under 2.5 Royals make the All-Star game.
Are we talking voted in, or are we talking pitchers in that category as well?
Total Royals in the game.
Total Royals in the game, over under 2.5.
Because Bobby's in.
Yes.
Bubich is in.
Oh, see, I was thinking Reagan's would be in.
You got
so,
the ERA leader in baseball. You got to have him on.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a good point by you to say Reagan. So I would take the over.
Reagan won't make it.
You don't think so?
No, he's been hurt too much.
Okay, that's fair. What about Lugo?
No.
You don't think he'll make the All-Star game?
I think your three All-Stars will be, in my opinion, I think it will be Bobby. I think it will be Bubich. And I think it will be Carlos Estevez.
Oh, yeah, he may get it as a reliever.
Because Bobby's nice. Bobby, right?
Right.
May not start, but we'll see what the voting looks like, because last year he put on that show in Home Run Derby. Plus,
right.
He's the best shortstop in baseball, so we'll see what the popularity vote says for that. Chris Bubich is your ERA leader in the baseball MLB's pitcher of the month in the month of March.
Yep.
Or May. And then Estevez is tied for the league lead in saves with 16.
17.
17. So yeah. Him and the guy from Seattle are number one. So, I mean, I don't know why. I mean,
yeah. Who's the manager of the All-Star team this year? Who was in the World Series? It was Aaron Boone. So Boone is managing, and then Dave Roberts is managing. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think if there's like any connection to like who he would pick or whatnot. Q should be a coach in the All-Star game this year, and probably will be, since he was in the postseason last year. I would imagine that Aaron Boone selects Mac Quatrera. Does that count as an All-Star game selection in your mind, or are we just talking about players?
Because I would assume players. Bobby won't start, because I do think a rookie will start at shortstop for the American League.
The guy from Sacramento.
Yeah. Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, he's 340 or something average. He just doesn't get looked at because Aaron Judge hit like 387.
Right.
Or 385, whatever it may be. Pete Alonso, another home run last night. Shout out to that
How's
guy.
Juan Soto doing? Is he going to be an All-Star this year?
Well, I mean, he could be voted in by the New York fan base.
No. See, that's where the New York fan base will not vote for somebody. They don't care that he's a Met. I mean, you suck. And I respect New York fans for that, because that's the way it should be. You shouldn't get in if you're not having a good year. Juan Soto's not going to get in. He's not having a good year.
Is the Judge 400 race over then?
What do you mean? Is it because he's hitting what? Last night, he went was 1-for-1 when I was watching a little bit. He was hitting 390.
So it's not over.
No, I don't think you can say it's over. Maybe until it's about 375, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. But there's always, I mean, what if Aaron Judge goes on the tear that Bobby did in July last year, right?
Yeah.
Then it's definitely not over.
Hitting 389.
389. Oh, okay. He's still good. Very much involved. I mean,
Jacob Wilson, 358
as
a rookie.
Damn. No one knows about.
What's Goldschmidt hitting right about now, right? Because I think he's hitting about 340 as well. He may get into.
No, he's not hitting that.
Not Goldschmidt. Who's the guy that's playing for the Yankees at first base right now?
Yeah, Goldschmidt. But he's hitting 323.
He's hitting 323, yeah.
Number seven on that list is Michael Garcia at 313.
Yeah, he may be an all-star. He may be a reserve. He won't get voted in because he's not a popular enough name. Yeah. But Michael Garcia is the best hitter on this team right now, and it's not even close. And so, I look, if you're hitting over 300 at the all-star break this day and age in baseball, there should be some sort of grandfather clause that gets you in, because there's not going to be many of those dudes that are hitting over 300 when we get to the all-star break. I think like 20 some guys right now in baseball are probably
nine
around
in the American League.
Just nine
in the American League.
Yep. So factor in maybe another 9 to 10 in the National League, and you're looking at about 20 people that are hitting 300 or better that qualify right now in Major League Baseball. And if Michael Garcia is one of those guys, that's all-star caliber, man. That guy's a timely hitter. That guy gets big hits. That guy steals bags. Like, Michael Garcia should be an all-star this year. But again, he's not well-known and probably won't make it with the vote. So that's why I ask, who's the manager? And if he picks Matt Quatrero, maybe Q will bring, you know, Michael Garcia along with him.
Yeah, he plays a tough position, too, third base.
Because
Bregman will probably be your starter in the AL at third base. Wilson at short, second base. Good question. First base, Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt, probably. Yeah.
Judge will be in right.
Yeah.
Does Trout get voted in? Is that over?
I don't know. I mean, he's doing well right today. Yeah. I mean, he may get hurt tomorrow and not be able to play in the All-Star game. But no, I don't think. I don't know.
Because Scooble will start the game for the American League, and Skeens should start it for the National League.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I mean, they put Skeens in as the starter last year and did the right thing in baseball, and so let's do it again. Skeens versus Scooble. Bubic comes in after, you know, Scooble pitches, because he's probably the second-best pitcher now in the American League. Saying Chris Bubic the second-best pitcher in the American League, look at the numbers. I mean, this guy's dominating right now.
It's time to ask Peter Schrager, what do you believe?
Last Dance, we all watched The Last Dance, and when they lost to Detroit that second time in a row, Michael Jordan got in the gym and got everyone else in the gym. Mm-hmm. And we look at it and we say, that's the day after the Super Bowl. I can tell you Patrick Mahomes was in the gym Monday morning, and it has been laser focus ever since. And I don't know if I'm making news here or not, but I was at Super Bowl, I was talking with that. I don't think Travis Kelce was 100%. And I'm not talking about an injury. I'm talking about the flu. I'm talking about Travis Kelce was under the weather in that game also. And I can make all the excuses you want, and I hear you Bills and Bengals fans who are going to say, enough with you and the Chiefs. The truth of the matter is this. They're going to come back motivated, and they have the taste of that loss. Not just Brett Veach. That was an embarrassment of what happened.
Well, they're the opposite of the Cowboys, where it's like, no, if we have the goal of winning the Super Bowl. For the Chiefs, it is nothing else but winning championships.
The truth of the matter is they're a better football team this year.
Yeah. Mm. Because of what Mac Morey described to us yesterday at OTAs.
Yeah.
I do think there is a little bit of that. I mean, this is why the Chiefs don't lose a lot of games, because they can't take it. And I don't mean that in like a bad way. They just hate losing.
Mm-hmm.
They went 11-6. You know, I mean, franchises in the NFL would beg for an 11-6 season.
Seriously.
They would take it on a silver platter and ask zero questions. And the Chiefs were broken over an 11-6 season.
Right.
They got their asses whipped in the Super Bowl on the main stage, and they're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably the last year of 87 and 15,
right?
Unless you go to the Lowe's Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I mean, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready. I mean, it's just, for me, I'll be arrogant here. It's another year. It's another year of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, what will they do this year that'll be different than any other year besides win?
It's not being arrogant, it's being smart. And everybody in sports media, for the most part, tries to be smarter than everybody else, come up with a hot take, come up with something unique, come up with something different. That's why everybody picks on the Chiefs and say they're not that good, because they're trying to look for something different. Those of us that actually know, this team is going to be back. They're going to win the division. They talked again about the division being tough and all this kind of nonsense surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs. And at the end of the day, you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Andy Reid. And there are people out there who still want to doubt the two best at their jobs in the NFL today, and two of the best of all time at their jobs, going up against some guy with pleated khakis and sneakers and a quarterback who can't play in the postseason, and a team that, you know, in Denver has a quarterback and a coach that's very new together, and the Raiders and whatever that is out there. It blows my mind. And I'm not surprised that people are picking against the Chiefs. I'm surprised that they're still picking against the Chiefs. And that's, you know, Lewis Riddick may be the best voice of reason out there. They're better this year than they were last year. And they are. And how are they better, Bob? They're going to be better at left tackle, regardless of who plays that position. They're going to be better at wide receiver because they're healthy at that position. And they're so much deeper and younger on the defensive line from where they were a season ago. You lost some guys, but when was the last time you heard Derek Nnadi's name called? And I'm a Derek Nnadi fan. After week one, I don't know that he was relevant on the field. And so he moves out. You know, you move Turk Wharton out. That's a hard loss. But, hey, it's Turk Wharton. It's not like we're replacing, you know, Patrick Mahomes. And they went out and added young defensive linemen. The guys are healthy on offense and ready to come back. And you just can't discount a motivated Patrick Mahomes. You just can't discount that. And I know there's no number, and Nerdsville, USA is not going to like that. But you cannot discount a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Motivated Patrick Mahomes.
Got that new haircut, too.
That's right.
Comes a little bit more sauvage. Or Navage, or Pacers in 6. I'm kidding. Thunder in 4.
Chips.
The truth of the matter is they're a better football team this year.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.